Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to a bonus episode of Bucketheads. My name is Connor Lamons. I'm coming at you about an hour after Ohio State's 61-56 victory over Penn State in the Schottenstein Center. The Buckeyes are now 8-0 at home this year versus 3-4 on the road slash neutral site games. It was just a really ugly game today. Both teams really struggled to get the ball in the basket. Halftime score was 27-22. Just all around, both teams mucking it up, getting physical on the defensive end. But it wasn't just the defense that prevented offense from happening. Both teams were getting some pretty good looks that just were not falling. Not the most visually appealing game to watch or be at today. After the game, we spoke to Eugene Brown, Jamari Wheeler, head coach of the Nittany Lions, Micah Shrewsbury, and Chris Holtman about the victory. Shrewsbury was pretty brief, but we did get a lot of time with Holtman and the Ohio State players. And also not included in the press conference, but announced right afterwards, walk-on Harrison Hookfin is now on scholarship. So congratulations to Harrison. He's a senior, so just one semester on scholarship, but he's definitely earned that. So without further ado, here is our interviews with Micah Shrewsbury, Chris Holtman, Eugene Brown, and Jamari Wheeler. Enjoy.
For us, you know, you want to do everything right to give yourselves a chance. And I thought we did that. We've been doing it for a while. We've been playing, we've been guarding people. We've been playing a style of offense that kind of takes time on the other end of the court. And it's keeping us in games. And, you know, we're not here to, like, stay in games, though. Like, we're here to win games. That's what we want to continue to do. I felt like, you know, this is the first team that's out-rebounded us in the last four games. And, you know, what they did on the glass tonight, the offensive rebounds off free throws, some of the 50-50 balls that they got, I thought they out-competed us. And, you know, when you're playing a close game like this where pretty much everything is equal, you know, besides the free throws, you know, it comes down to those plays. And felt like they made them and we didn't.
As much as they got to the line, you guys don't typically do that. And I know you were fouling late because you had to, but even beyond that, just did you feel like it was called a little tighter, or you guys were just out of character with that? How do you think that happened?
I don't know. I think some of them we weren't as disciplined as we usually are. we went for some steals, you know, on post feeds, or we went for some steals on perimeter where we put ourselves out of position and we fouled. Like, we don't foul, right? Like, not like we're not trying to foul. Like, we're guarding people, but we're usually pretty disciplined. We're usually pretty solid. We're usually a position defense where we don't foul. And if you look at the numbers, we don't send people to line. So, you know, I'd have to go back and look, but I know some of those were fouls early in the second half where we were trying to get steals and we weren't disciplined. Like EJ driving to his left and going to shoot a step back and we jump and we foul him, like fouling the three-point shooter. Like, that's discipline. And if you want to win on the road against a ranked team, you have to be disciplined, and we weren't.
Mike, do you have any update on why Seth Mundy wasn't available, and how did you assess your team stepping up?
Yeah, that's, you know, kind of university policy. We're not allowed to talk about, you know, things with our players. You know, we missed him. You know, he's a guy that can really defend, and then, you know, he's usually in the corner. Like, we got a boatload of open threes in the corner, and that's usually him. Those are the shots that he knocks down. So we missed him tonight, and, you know, I hope we get him back soon. You know, we're going to fight whether he's with us, whether he's without us. But we want him with us. And but it doesn't matter who's on the floor. I tell these guys all the time, I need five to go out there and play as hard as you can possibly play. We have five tonight, so the rules say we have to play.
What was the challenge of imposing sort of your style and some tempo on this game? Because you did not let Ohio State run essentially at all, and it seemed like you were playing at the pace maybe you wanted to. What was the challenge of establishing that against this team?
You know what? If you look at the numbers, it's not like they play at a super fast rate either, yeah. Right? We're both about similar. So you knew this game, the numbers-wise, would look about like this. As long as we don't turn the ball over, we're usually getting back on defense. Our defensive transition defense has really improved since game one. They torched us in game one. We were awful. And they scored a boatload of points in game one. Maybe that's why they scored, you know, 84 or whatever it was in that first game. Our transition defense was really poor. Like, we've done a good job of doing our job, being disciplined, getting back, not giving people open transitions. They got one. There's not very many when you can point them out, right? They got one in the second half where I didn't think we communicated. They had two guys run to the ball. Eugene Brown ended up back cutting. And I think Kyle Young may have scored it at the rim. But, like, there's one where we need to take away. Right? As many of those as you can do. If our half-court defense is good. Our half-court defense is good. So if we don't give you transition, like, it's going to be a grind. It's going to be hard to score on us. And they got the people that can do it, right? We try and force you to make individual plays. And, like, they got Zed Key in the paint. They got E.J. Liddell, Malachi Branham. They got three different guys that they can kind of go to. Kyle Young driving the ball and getting fouled late. Like, they have different people that can make individual plays, which makes it hard to defend.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Control the pace that you guys played with. What was the challenge of trying to play at the speed and the pace that you would prefer to play with?
Right, getting stops. We feel like we get stops and we can play in transition, play fast at our pace. But like you said, they definitely want a slower game, which kind of like, that's not us. We want to play a lot faster. So we just came in this game, and our defense haven't been where we want to be the last past couple of games. So we just focus on defense, get stops and run, stops and run.
So you obviously, you take the win, and you play better defensively. The offense seemed to kind of struggle at times. What do you take out of a game like this, the way this one played out?
We knew it was going to be a game that's going to grind, especially coming out playing a team the second time after playing the first time at their spot. And I feel like we did pretty good on defense end. This the second time they shot under 40%, so we felt like that was good, and we really locked in on defense effort. But it was just come out, it's going to be a grind game. Coach already told us to be prepared for that. So.
It seemed like they go out to a 10-4 lead. You guys call a timeout. What was the message there? They kind of allowed you guys to kind of regroup defensively, kind of because it seemed like you guys had a different fire out of that first timeout. Kind of what went down in that huddle, and then what kind of transpired?
Lock back in. The coach said, lock back in, get stops. Don't take that lead for granted. We know that, and we know that that's the type of team that's never going to go away. they'll go give up runs, but they're also going to fight back to get back in the game. So just stay locked in the whole rest of the time that was left on the clock.
Because it seemed like just another way to win in the Big Ten. I mean, it wasn't pretty. It wasn't, like, offensively efficient. But, I mean, right. do you feel like it's just another example of how you can win in this conference?
Yeah, absolutely. And we don't take winning for granted because we know how hard it is to get in the Big Ten. Like, the Big Ten, the best league. So every win is going to be ugly wins, hard wins, pretty wins, things like that. Just do whatever it takes to win, get the win done. Because at the end of the day, that's all we care about is the win. So no matter how it look, at the end of the day, as long as we get the win, we satisfied.
Jamar, just going back to the last week's game against Wisconsin, the team's three-point shooting hasn't been as maybe where you guys would like it. But how did you assess your three-point shooting today? I think you guys went to like three in the second half.
Just stay confident, and coach has been yelling at us like find the line. A bunch of our shots that we've been missing, we've been shooting really, really deep, things like that. So just get up on the line. Our percentage is way better when we're closer to the 3-point line. So we just take that into serious. But just stay confident. We know it's gonna fall. We're gonna have some night that shots not gonna fall, and that's when we go back and rely on defense.
And then your turnover total was another number where it could really shine this season. Just how did you assess protecting the ball and just making it where it was today?
Just make solid plays. Don't force nothing. Just get where the defense take us. And like, cause like I said earlier, all our turnovers be something that we could control. It's not like the defense forcing to us passing, not lead cutting and get open, things like that. So just do the little things in the Big Ten that's going to take care of the ball.
Gene, how did it feel to make the impact that you did? I know you've been pushing and close for more minutes, especially I feel like the three where you think it drove, got the dunk. Seemed really kind of spark the offense a little bit. What did you like about what you were able to do?
I just kind of stayed the course. You know, I like to come in and just help the team any way I can, make an impact any way I can, whether that's scoring. You know, when I first came in, I kind of gave the team a defensive pop, gave us a little bit of life coming in, you know, guarding the best player, just trying to, you know, limit their offensive flow so we can get our offensive flow going. And, you know, just honestly, I just go in and try to, you know, help any way I can, bring energy, you know, whatever they ask me to do, I'm going to try to go out and do it to the best of my ability.
And I know the coaching staff obviously emphasized rebounding. You know, that was a big key for this game. You guys did out-rebound them. That was one thing Mike Shrewsbury talked about. How important was that? How much did you personally focus on that in this game?
It's kind of just a team thing that we kind of focus on, you know, just go hit your man. Last game we played, there was a lot of long rebounds going over our heads. So, you know, we was kind of focusing on that this game. You know, try to just control as many possessions as we can and just not let them get any second chance opportunities.
In a game like this that's tight, defensive, how big are those hustle plays? Kyle getting on the floor late. I mean, there were a number of them that you guys got maybe the tensing. And how important are those when the game is as tight as it looks like?
Real important. If you look at a game, they almost decide who's going to win the game throughout the game. You're getting 50-50 balls. Like, watch a film last game we played Wisconsin Road. They got a lot of 50-50 balls, and they came out with a win. So that's one thing we want to do, like, get every 50-50 ball, because every possession matters. So we just try to win every possession.
Gene, just as a team, what did it take for you guys to grind this one out? Like Jamari said, I mean, you're going to have ugly games, you're going to have tight games, you're going to have all kinds of different games in the Big Ten. What did it take for you guys to grind this out the way that you had to?
I feel like it was our defensive connectedness. The way we were able to lock in on the defensive end, you know, get multiple stops in a row, string together like a chain of stops that allows us to get going on the offensive end. I feel like that really makes a difference in a game like this where, you know, the scoring is not really going where it needs to be, so we can just fall back on our defense.
Does that say something about maybe what the mindset or mentality that the team is developing where if the shots aren't falling and the offense is struggling a little bit, that you could win a game with your defense?
Yeah, I feel like that's where we're starting to shift our mindset to, you know, trying to focus on that more and more each game. Because I feel like defense wins championships, and if we want to get a title or, you know, a ring, stuff like that, we're going to have to focus on our defense and lock into it.
Good time for one more.
Jamar, you mentioned last week how the back of your decision to transfer to Ohio State, play a former team on your now home court and see the fans paint their chest with "We Got 5-5. Just what's it like to play a former team on your now home court?
It was love. It was fun. I liked it, especially just going there the first time, not getting all the booze and everything like that. So them coming here, just seeing all the love that I have here is fun, things like that. So it's just exciting. I always playing them guys because like, some of them guys I'm still good friends with. So just go out there competing, and especially getting the win. So that was big. We brought the brooms out today.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
It's
Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right, good to be with you guys. I'm proud of the effort of our group. I thought we did some really good things, particularly on the defensive end. That's a Penn State team that obviously we beat there, but's playing really well. It won 3 out of 4, and it really had taken some teams, Purdue, right to the edge. You're playing them again a month later. Micah's done a great job with them. They are really difficult to play because of how they play. Because they're, you know, you can't speed them up. So it's going to be a low possession game, and you got to make a miss. So, proud of a lot of things here today. Much better, our best defensive effort since Christmas. We've had some really poor ones, and hopefully, I think we'll get back to making shots. But the biggest thing we got to be able to do is continue to grow in our defensive effort. And this was a good step.
Chris, when they control the tempo and the pace like they try to, how important was it to take care of the glass? And you only had 9 turnovers today.
Yeah. Both. They don't turn you over a whole lot, but we couldn't have careless ones at them. And I thought their 5 offensive rebounds were able to keep it kind of within a 2-possession game there at halftime. So we really were on our guys about that. But those 2 things were critical. In a game like this, you couldn't take bad shots. You couldn't turn it over, and you couldn't give them extra possessions because they were going to be able to control to some degree the tempo.
And then on a day when, like you said, the offense was a little bit of a struggle, did you learn anything about how this team can maybe win a game defensively? That hasn't necessarily been a calling card this season.
No, well, it has at times. Wisconsin, I thought we beat Wisconsin. But to your point, I get your point. It's kind of our offense has been the more significant of the 2 sides. But Wisconsin, we won a game with our defense. Duke, we beat with our defense. I think we just have to continue to be better on that end and continue to grow in our efficiency offensively. We weren't super efficient offensively today. We didn't make a ton of shots, but we got to the line at a really, really high level, which was good to see.
Chris, you just mentioned there, you know, you guys were really good defensively. The 2 big wins you got before, you won on your paws, and I guess you're trying to work to get that back a little bit. Like, maybe of all the things that break impacted, do you think maybe defensive momentum might have been towards the top of that list?
Yes. I think some of our I think we've got to this group has to continue to recommit on that end, because we can't overwhelm you with defensive ability across the board. I think at times our offense can be really, really good, but we can't overwhelm you. And pulling a guy like Michi and his ball pressure out, as little as that sounds, that's a factor, especially in a game like this where they're so heavy ball screen centric. But yeah, I think we did. We lost a little momentum, and I think we've got to continue to reconnect. Our Northwestern game, while we scored it, was probably one of our worst defensive efforts of the year. So I just think that and the Wisconsin game, both those games, we had to get that back.
You guys got to the line 36 times, because the team doesn't foul a whole lot.
Yeah.
And I know your free throw rate had not been exceptionally high the last few games. What was the difference in that today?
I thought we did a good job driving it. Better, much better in the second half. I thought we were settling a little bit, but I thought we drove it really well. Malachi drove it. He's continued to drive the ball better. We got to make more free throws, but getting there is really important. And then when you, in the last 4 minutes of the game, when you can execute and get to the line That's really how you can close games out. And when we've beaten teams this year in the last 4 minutes, whether it was a Duke game or other games, we've been able to get there and knock them down.
Penn State had a little bit of a hot start offensively, yeah. And then you called a timeout, you guys called a timeout. I'm just wondering, like, because it seems like you guys looked like a different team defensively out of that timeout. What was the message there, and kind of what allowed you guys to kind of change the momentum there?
Yeah, we have to guard better, bottom line. You know, we have followed the scouting report, but it comes down to effort. Like, a game like this was going to require, you were going to have to play 28 seconds of defense. If you can't do that, they're probably going to beat you. You got to play 28 seconds of defense. Not every time, but in a lot of cases. And I think for the last 36 minutes or 35 minutes, we were really good.
And it seems like, I mean, after Zed kind of went down with that injury late in the first half, and he came up, kind of set the tone for you guys offensively there in that second half. What did you provide early on that allowed you guys to kind of drive focus?
Zed?
Yeah, Zed.
Physicality, deep post position. Thought he had some really good looks around the rim in the first half. Really good looks that he'll make more of. He just needs to focus on finishing and not play to get fouled. But I thought he had good physicality. I was proud of Zed's physicality, imposing himself.
Chris, given the way this game went today, they kind of controlled the pace a little bit, a lot of whistles, so it's not really a chance to get any type of rhythm here.
Yeah.
Are you happy with the shots you guys were getting, even if they weren't falling?
I'd go back and look at it, but a lot of them I was. A lot of the shots we were getting, I did feel pretty good about, honestly. I thought we missed some easy ones in the first half. I honestly, there's not a whole lot that I looked at and I was like, man, that was a bad, you know, that was not a high quality shot. I just think their defense is good. It's been good since this in the stretch here, and we miss some open ones.
And you kind of mentioned already last week, the offense is great, the defense is not. Today, the defense is pretty great, the offense is not. I mean, given how the last month and a half has gone here, do you have a game that you can kind of point to and say that was kind of a complete game for this team?
I mean, we played pretty well against Wisconsin, beat them by 18. You know, the Duke game, probably Seton Hall neutral. But I'd have to go back and look at the numbers, but I would say those were three pretty complete games. The game at Penn State I thought was really good on both ends. Those would be a couple. Not perfect, but I'm just saying where we had a little bit of a balance of being – you know, pretty good on both ends.
What's that ended up being okay, but what was going through your head when you seen all that ankle, the injury issues you had this season?
Yeah, you know, it's in the midst of the game, you know, you're trying not to feel sorry for yourself. I just went to check on him to make sure he was okay. And I thought Joey came in limited minutes and provided a spark. You know, we need guys to stay ready, and I give Joey Brunk a lot of credit because he really stayed ready and was aggressive when he came in there. But certainly, I'd like to not lose another, you know, player to injury.
You made a lot of hay this season with downtown shooting. You kind of went away from that today, didn't shoot a whole lot of threes in the second half. What did you see from Penn State?
I thought we were able to attack them inside. I don't know necessarily why we didn't maybe take as many threes. You know, I'd have to go back and look at it. You know, they were switching a lot, which makes you make kind of individual plays with a lot of their switching. I'd have to think about it. But, you know, we always want to take a lot of threes, but we want to take good ones.
It seems like Eugene's minutes are a byproduct of Michi being out, but he played 18 minutes, and he looked like he was pretty comfortable out there on both ends of the floor. What do you like from what he's doing right now? Do you think that that's going to help him earn some minutes, even when Michi comes back?
Well, I thought he made two big free throws. I thought he had a nice attack of the closeout, and he's got to be a high-level, high-detail defender. I was really happy for Gene. I thought he gave really quality minutes today, and we need that from him. He's just got to continue to grow in that role. He can really rebound it at his position. He's important for us.
And you talked about earlier in the season that you're not going to rely on any scoring from Kyle, but it's always a nice boost. And with Justin struggling to shoot the way he is, what What do you guys need to do in order to maybe get those guys going, get them a little more active on the offensive end to help you guys? Even when you're not having a great day shooting the ball, you could get those guys more involved.
You have to take a look at it. You know, I think Justin's got to find some in transition. He's just got to stay ready to shoot. He's missed some good ones. He's got to stay ready. The guy, he gets a lot of attention in this league. When you're as good a shooter as he is for 3 or 4 years, he gets a lot of attention. I've got no issue with how he played today. You know, I think Kyle, he'll start making more threes than he's missed a few here, but I believe he'll start making more. But he did a really good job driving. I thought Kyle Young's activity was really important.
When you guys get into a game down the stretch where it seemed like you just couldn't put the next day away,
yeah,
you kept coming back, and you're missing free throws, what do you kind of say to the team, and how tough is that to actually get them in there?
Well, one of the things I've learned is screaming at your team in timeouts, make your free throws, has never worked. So I try to stay away from that tactic. I think you're, honestly, guys, just have to relax. And they were getting to the line. We've got good shooters getting to the line. They just have to trust their stroke and make it. I didn't think that Penn State would go away because I've just watched their last 4 or 5 games. So you kind of anticipated that they've got a really good, give Micah, give those guys, older guys credit. They have a strong will about them. We didn't anticipate it would be something where it would go from 10 to, you know, 15 in a hurry.
And then this might kind of sound like a silly question, but with the offensive struggles, what do you do to try to get things kick-started on offense when shots just aren't falling?
Yeah, I give their defense a lot of credit. Our offense will be fine. That's the least of my concerns. I think our offense will be fine. We just got to keep – the guys got to keep taking good shots. The ball's got to move a little bit more than what it did today. That'd probably be my one thing I'd look at.
There was a possession towards the end. Penn State was up, I think. I mean, they were down 5 with about 90 seconds left when Sessions was coming in and Kyle dove out,
yeah,
grabbed it,
yes,
and then goes the other way. So that's a big possession when they could maybe cut it to one possession game.
Play the game.
How impactful a player can Kyle be even when he's not scoring, and how big of a play was that in that moment?
Play the game. Just play the game. So it was the difference in a lot of ways, you know, from that thing being a one possession game is the play of the game. And that's why he's so important. We need more guys to embrace that type of stuff, because I thought we missed one about 2 minutes earlier that was right on the floor in front of us. We missed it. We didn't lay out. That was the play of the game.
I was going to ask about those type of plays. Like Jamar had a couple steals,
yeah,
things that maybe don't, you know,
yeah,
it's not a dunk or something like that, but in a tight game like that, how crucial do those plays, a number of guys made them today, Eugene, I think, had a back cut that led to a dunk. Just those little plays in a tight game, how much difference can that make?
So important in league play. You know, those effort plays, an offensive rebound here or there, Gene cutting to get open. You know, we were really trying to get early scores in the first 7-8 seconds of the clock, and I thought we did that at times, but our pace could have been a little bit better. But we were really trying to, because we knew it would be hard to score at times, but I think those plays you mentioned, they're usually the tipping point kind of one way or the other.
Chris, do you have a timeline for Michi to return? A couple weeks, I think they might have said on the broadcast.
That's kind of what I anticipate. It's really day to day. Obviously, I feel bad for Michi. We miss Michi. Love having him out there. His burst and shooting helps us. But, you know, he won't come back until his injury is healed, until he feels ready to do that. And, he's completely cleared from, you know, by the medical staff.
Excuse me. One of the things that Micah said was that their defense tries to make you beat them with individual plays.
Yeah.
How much do you think that is a strength of this team? And how much is that something that you think is a thing you can lean on going forward?
I wouldn't say it's a strength of our team, you know, individual, you know, kind of, especially with some, you know, with some guys that could do that, maybe a Justice and a Michi some out. I don't know that that's necessarily a strength of our team, but we certainly have guys that can do it. EJ's a mismatch. Malachi's growing into that role. But, you know, I think I understand his point there, because that is how their defense is built, is really making you play over top them and of them and make you make plays to beat them. Anything else? Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Chris. Hey, Chris. Yeah.